When former Chinese President Hu Jintao visited the U.S. back in 2006, his first stop was a Boeing plant in the Seattle area. Xi Jinping is China's current president, and his two-day stop in Western Washington starts this week. Gary Locke helped President Xi plan his upcoming visit to Washington State. Locke is Washington's former governor and the former U.S. ambassador to China. He told KUOW's David Hyde President Xi's visit is important for Washington State, even though our relationship with China is sometimes complicated by profound disagreements.
We export more to China than any other state in America, and those exports of made in Washington, grown in Washington, goods and services are over $15 billion a year, supporting some 90,000 jobs. And generally in trade, those are good paying jobs. A big chunk of that is obviously Boeing airplanes, but we also export construction machinery, Starbucks coffee, cherries, chocolates, wheat.
What does it mean for business leaders here to get that opportunity to have some face time with Xi Jinping?
Well, it certainly will give them, a leg up as they try to do more business in China, as they try to sell more of their products in China, as they try to, you know, whether it's opening up coffee stores or selling Boeing airplanes to software. And these CEOs will also have an opportunity to meet with President Xi and talk about some of the concerns that American companies have in terms of a level playing field, protections of intellectual property, their patents, their trade secrets, their brand names, and the fact that some areas of the Chinese economy are closed off to American firms. President Obama will certainly be raising some of those issues of fair treatment for U.S. companies as well. But having that dialogue with the Chinese president will certainly help advance their interest and their objectives of these U.S. CEOs and certainly Washington State companies.
How much time will be spent, do you anticipate, talking about those more contentious issues?
Well, obviously, those will be the topics of great discussion and great focus in Washington, D.C. But he'll begin to get a flavor of some of those concerns when he meets with the CEOs during the Paulson Institute seminar that's being set up on Wednesday morning, where you'll have several U.S. CEOs and Chinese CEOs meeting together, talking about some of these issues, and then meeting with the president. He'll hear some of those issues about intellectual property and internet freedom when he attends the U.S.-China Internet Forum that's hosted by Microsoft. In fact, it's the 8th annual forum hosted by Microsoft, and each year it alternates between being held in China and the United States. He'll hear some of the concerns about internet freedom and access, censorship, technology restrictions during that forum.
Another contentious issue that always comes up when the topic of China comes up is Chinese production methods. These are things that here in the United States we would not want workers to be exposed to, and yet we're doing business with China. How should Washingtonians think about those issues from your perspective as a former Chinese ambassador and former governor of Washington State?
Well, obviously, the people of America and the consumers of America have very high standards with respect to how the goods that they use, consume, are manufactured and produced in other countries. Consumers have the power to influence the buying decisions of their suppliers, whether it's a department store, a Costco, a Macy's, a Walmart, a Home Depot. Quite frankly, it's not fair to American producers, whether farmers, growers, or American companies, to have to follow very strong and laudable environmental, health, and human safety standards in the production or the growing of products if other countries don't have the same standards and their workers are not treated as fairly or not as protected as much, or food is grown with less environmental standards than they would be here in the United States. It gives those products from another country a competitive advantage. It's cheaper to do that in another country, and that puts an unfair burden on American companies. So the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement that's being negotiated would actually instill much higher standards and help level the playing field with American companies.
What do you say to people who take the view that, look, Chinese production methods are immoral, therefore, they're not in favor of this visit? What do you say to them?
There are a lot of differences between the United States and China, and that's why this visit is even more important, to have a frank, candid, blunt exchange of views by our leaders on these very topics, whether it's cybersecurity, whether it's human rights, whether it's on worker safety, whether it's on the military policies and the activities of the Chinese in some of the disputed territorial waters in the South Pacific. So it's very important when we have these areas of contention and disagreement that the leaders talk about them.
Gary Locke is Washington's former governor and the former U.S. ambassador to China. He talked with David Hyde.